You're listening to Business English Pod, the Business English Podcast for professionals on the move.
Hello, and welcome back to Business English Pod. In this lesson, we'll see how important it is to strategize and plan when you're handling a crisis. Any crisis is a test of business strength. To be more specific, it's a test of people in business. There's nothing like a crisis to show us who can handle the pressure and who will crack. Can your business come through a crisis well? Do you have people with the right leadership skills and decision-making abilities to handle the crisis successfully? So let's see how our team handles things. Our last episode was about taking control in a crisis. We heard Sandy and Mike report a factory accident to their boss Frank. Frank handled that early part of the crisis well. He calmed his employees down, gave them clear orders, and reassured them. Today, we'll see how they develop a strategy to handle the crisis. Mike has been instructed to call the company's VP of Communications in Singapore. Her name is Monica Jing, and she'll show some clear thinking in assessing the problem and making a plan going forward. As you listen, try to answer the following questions. 1. Who has Mike talked to about the incident? 2. What does Mike say could happen if the situation is really bad? 3. What does Monica want Mike to do while she contacts other people?
Monica Jing.
Miss Jing? Mike Lee, I'm calling from Wuxi. I was told to...
Yeah, sure, Mike. I was expecting your call. So, Frank gave me a quick rundown. 2 people in the hospital and some H2SO4 released. Got that. Now, I need to know a few key details. Who have you already spoken to about the incident? Or, more specifically, have you been in touch with the authorities? And have you issued a statement to the press yet?
Well, I haven't talked to anyone outside the company. No statement to the media. And I haven't seen anyone from the authorities. It's really only a couple of hours old.
Okay, that's good. Now, give me the worst-case scenario. What are we looking at?
Well, the doctor said our guys would be in there for at least a week. I don't know about that gas. We'll need to run some tests. Worst case would be some environmental damage and a lawsuit. And I guess they could shut us down completely if it's really bad.
Okay, thank you. Here's what we're going to do. First, I'm going to call my contacts at Xinhua. There's one guy there I've worked with before. I'm going to get him to contact you. Then we're going to issue a statement. I'm also going to talk to someone in Beijing and try to get this all sorted out. Meanwhile, Frank and I will work on implementing the contingency plan. And from you, I'll need a full incident report on my desk first thing in the morning.
Right. Things have been pretty crazy here, but...
Listen, Mike, I need to know we're on the same page here. Get the report done and wait for the call from Xinhua. And get Sandy up to speed on all this.
Yes, got it. I can handle that.
Good. Don't forget to keep your phone on. We'll talk soon.
Let's go through this conversation again and talk about exactly what's happening.
Monica Jing.
Miss Jing? Mike Lee, I'm calling from Wuxi. I was told to...
Yeah, sure, Mike. I was expecting your call. So, Frank gave me a quick rundown. 2 people in the hospital and some H2SO4 released. Got that. Now, I need to know a few key details. Who have you already spoken to about the incident? Or, more specifically, have you been in touch with the authorities?
It's obvious that Monica was waiting for Mike's call. She interrupts his explanation and gets right down to business. She tells him she's got a quick rundown, or a brief summary, from Frank. She understands the injuries and the release of gas. And she tells Mike that so that he doesn't think he has to repeat it. Monica wants a few key details, as she says. She is assessing the problem. She begins by asking Mike who he has spoken to. Then she gets more specific, mentioning the authorities, which means government in this case, and the press. She's being very clear about the information she needs. She asks for key details, rather than asking Mike to tell her the story. Let's practice some other ways that we can begin assessing a problem.
Okay, tell me exactly what's been going on.
I need to know who made this decision and why.
Let's figure out what's happening. Start by telling me about the client's complaint.
Give me the who, what, where, when, and the why.
Now, back to the conversation.
Well, I haven't talked to anyone outside the company. No statement to the media, and I haven't seen anyone from the authorities. It's really only a couple of hours old.
Okay, that's good. Now, give me the worst-case scenario. What are we looking at?
Monica received exactly the information she needed. She's the VP of communications, so obviously she wants information about who Mike has talked to. Her next question is about the worst-case scenario. She is asking Mike to imagine the absolute worst that could happen. This will help her plan a strategy.
Well, the doctor said our guys would be in there for at least a week. I don't know about that gas. We'll need to run some tests. Worst case would be some environmental damage and a lawsuit. And I guess they could shut us down completely if it's really bad.
Mike is imagining the worst, just as Monica asked. He uses Monica's exact words, worst case, and notice that he uses the words would and could to show that he's speaking hypothetically or imagining. And the worst does look bad. I guess they could shut us down, Mike says. This is clearly a major crisis. The accident has the potential to ruin the entire business. What are some other ways we can consider worst-case scenarios?
If worst comes to worst, the stock price could drop to 10 cents a share.
In the most extreme case, we could see a long labor strike.
I want you to imagine the worst for a second.
If we don't handle things properly, this could force us into bankruptcy.
Now, Monica has the basic information she needs to create a plan.
Okay, thank you. Here's what we're going to do. First, I'm going to call my contacts at Xinhua. There's one guy there I've worked with before. I'm going to get him to contact you. Then we're going to issue a statement. I'm also going to talk to someone in Beijing and try to get this all sorted out. Meanwhile, Frank and I will work on implementing the contingency plan. And from you, I'll need a full incident report on my desk first thing in the morning.
Monica thanks Mike, who has answered her questions very clearly, and she pauses to think about the problem. Then she delivers her plan, which she introduces by saying, "Here's what we're going to do." That tells Mike to listen carefully because he's about to receive direction. Monica uses clear language to identify the different parts to her plan. She says first, and then, and also. She doesn't give Mike unnecessary details. Instead, she says she'll talk to someone in Beijing and get it all sorted out. Mike doesn't have to worry about how she will do that, but he does need to think about writing an incident report. A report which will give a complete picture and all the details of the accident. Those details might be necessary at some point, but for now, Monica just needs to state the key steps of her plan. Now let's hear some other examples of making a clear communication plan.
I'll call the local papers, and you can handle TV and radio.
Let's craft our message, and then find different ways to get that message out.
I think you should visit every stakeholder and deliver this news personally.
We're going to start by releasing the news to several major newspapers.
Let's hear how the conversation ends.
Right. Things have been pretty crazy here, but...
Listen, Mike, I need to know we're on the same page here. Get the report done and wait for the call from Xinhua. And get Sandy up to speed on all this.
Does Mike understand the plan? He says right, and then seems to want to talk about how crazy things have been. But that's not what Monica needs to hear. She needs to know for certain that Mike understands. That's why she sounds a bit serious and says, "Listen, Mike." To confirm understanding, she says she needs to know they're on the same page. That's an expression that means everyone understands the same thing. Just to be sure, she repeats Mike's part of the plan and tells him to explain to Sandy or get him up to speed. Confirming understanding in a crisis situation is very important. How else can we do this?
Does anyone have any questions about the plan?
Do my directions make sense to you?
Is this clear to everyone?
Is everyone on the same page with this idea?
Do you see where I'm coming from?
Have you got that?
So does Mike really understand?
Yes, got it. I can handle that.
Good. Don't forget to keep your phone on. We'll talk soon.
Mike is pretty clear that he understands, and Monica seems satisfied, but she asks Mike to keep his phone on. In a crisis, situations and information can change very quickly, so communication is an ongoing concern. Now, let's practice some of the language we've learned for confirming understanding. You'll hear a prompt that contains several words or phrases. Use those words and phrases to make a question that confirms understanding. For example, if you hear
this, clear, everyone,
you can say,
is this clear to everyone?
We'll play an example answer after each practice. Ready? Let's give it a go.
The plan. Makes sense. Everyone. Example answer. Does the plan make sense to everyone?
You. See where? Coming from. Example answer. Do you see where I'm coming from?
Anyone? Any questions? Our decision. Example answer. Does anyone have any questions about our decision?
We all, on the same page, what's been agreed? Example answer. Are we all on the same page with what's been agreed?
Now, let's practice useful vocabulary and idioms. You'll hear a series of sentences with a word replaced with a beep. Repeat the whole sentence, saying the missing word. For example, if you hear,
Jack gave a quick down of the situation before the meeting.
You can say,
Jack gave a quick rundown of the situation before the meeting.
We'll play the correct answer after each question. Let's begin.
I brought my staff up to... on the plan. Answer. I brought my staff up to speed on the plan.
the technical problems took a week to get out. Answer. The technical problems took a week to get sorted out.
Has anyone been in with the accountant recently? Answer. Has anyone been in touch with the accountant recently?
Nobody wants the worst case to come true. Answer. Nobody wants the worst case scenario to come true.
We've reached the end of this episode, the second in our four-part series about managing a crisis. This episode is focused on strategizing. We've learned how to assess a problem, talk about worst-case scenarios, form a communication plan, and confirm understanding. These are all essential crisis management skills. Be sure to listen to the next episode, Gaining Perspective in a Crisis. We'll hear a discussion among Mike and Sandy, who work at the plant, Frank and Monica, the leaders, and Simone, a company lawyer. The discussion might get a little heated. For more practice, premium members can access the online quizzes and study notes for this and other episodes in the new Learning Center. Not a member yet? Then head over to www.businessenglishpod.com and sign up for a free trial to preview some of the extra resources available to members. Thanks for listening, and see you next time.